I may. David and Christopher Huff requesting authorization. In this case, it's just a pier, a non-riparian pier, next door, downriver of the Porterfields. Stingray Point, Deltaville area. The Huff Pier. There is a groin within that circle. It hasn't been raised as an issue. I'm not familiar with when that was built, but that is not subject of this application. Once again, that same survey you saw previously, demarcating where the access to the beach and riparian areas are. This is now standing on the Porterfield Pier, looking over the Porterfield groin. A bridge will be installed here to get down to the rest of the beach. This is the Huff Pier. Standing at the end of the Huff Pier, looking landward, beach area here. In this case, Mr. Huff has agreed to raise a section of the pier such that pedestrian traffic can go underneath it. Again, not subject of this commission's action. At the new application that was received, again, denoting section to be raised. Again, you can see the 20-foot street here. It's represented in these drawings. It was not in the original drawings. I could go into the history, but essentially, in 2006, Mr. Huff applied for a riparian pier. The paperwork was erroneous. It was not riparian. We issued a letter under the assumption that it was riparian. Here we are today. With the commission's permission, I'll just go straight to the recommendation unless there's... once again, staff does not believe the pier has had any detrimental impact on the marine environment, and we have no objection to allowing the structure to remain over state-owned bottom now that we know the riparian owner no longer objects to its existence. While there are other remaining issues involving access, that's being taken care of it through the agreement. That's all handled above the mean low water line out of the commission's jurisdiction. Accordingly, we recommend approval of the pier, which extends channelward of the mean low water mark, with a triple permit fee of $75. And once again, we're not recommending a civil charge in this case for the same reasons we didn't in the previous case.
Any questions from the commission? Are the Huffs present? Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to testify in favor of this project? Anybody who wishes to testify in opposition to this project? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. Matters before the commission.
Move to accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Neal.
Second.
Second by Ms. Haney. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously.